Froggy Friend Show.
What's up, my bloggy friends? Famous Ashley Grant here, and today I'm pretty excited because I'm bringing an episode to you guys that has been highly requested, and it is 101 ideas to make money from home. Now, my way of making money from home is blogging. I mean, I do it with ghostwriting, I do it with blogging for my own website and all those good things, but I'm often asked, like, how is it you make money from home? And so I wrote an article in 2023 about how to make money from home, and some people were asking me, like, hey, can you create a podcast version of this so that I can just listen to it instead of reading it? And so that's what this episode is. And I'm so excited to share it with you. And again, I'm going to break it into two parts because it's a lot. So if you've been considering how to make extra money from home, you're in the right place. And I'm going to share everything from freelancing to working remotely to earning supplemental income from side gigs, all the things. And with so many different options, it sometimes feels challenging to distinguish between scams and legit ways to make money from home. So I'm going to break it down for you so you can kind of decide for yourself what will work best for you. So we're kicking things off with work remotely as a data entry clerk. Number one, work remotely as a data entry clerk. Numerous companies outsource bookkeeping to remote workers. Data entry is an accessible and straightforward way to make extra money from home. Believe it or not, these jobs don't usually call for previous experience or training, although most do require a high school diploma. But if you have good organizational and typing skills, a computer, and a stable internet connection, you can usually land data entry jobs on sites like FlexJobs, WeWork Remotely, and Hubstaff Talent. And by the way, as I'm going through this, I will be leaving a link in the show notes to all of these things that I'm talking about. So if there's anything that you want more information on, you can find it in the link in the show notes. And if you go to famousashleygrant.com/make money, I will be sharing all kinds of links to all the different ways that you can make money online. And I plan on updating it regularly with more posts that I will be sharing in the days that come. Number two, earn cash back on all your purchases. Do you know how to make extra money from home while shopping? Believe it or not, with apps like Ibotta, Honey, Flex Rewards, Rakuten, all of these help you earn cash every time you buy something. So it's kind of like a way of getting paid for what you're already buying. And you can get cash back on things like your gas purchases with GetUpside, Truno, or even GasBuddy. Number three, investing in real estate. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. You can't just invest in real estate. But believe it or not, there are websites that you can crowdfund your real estate investments. And this makes it a lot easier for people who don't have a huge portfolio or huge amount of money that they can invest to start getting into the real estate market. Number four, invest in stocks. I know a lot of people talk about earning passive income with stocks. And I'm not telling you that you're going to start and immediately get rich. But services like Robinhood and Stash, they actually do make it easy and accessible for anyone to start investing in stocks. Number five, get paid for taking online surveys. Websites like Branded Surveys, Inbox Dollars, iSay, Survey Junkie, and Swagbucks, they actually offer paid surveys that you can do in your spare time. I know some people who have actually done this while they're like Netflixing, like they're Netflix binging, they're watching shows and they're doing these surveys. And they can get paid with PayPal or gift cards just for taking these random surveys on a whole bunch of different topics. Number six. Now, this one was kind of surprising to me. I didn't know you could do this. You can rent out your gadgets. There are websites like ShareGrid or KitSplit, and you can actually rent out your camera equipment, household appliances, even your furniture and baby gear. I had no idea this was a thing. You can also rent out your outdoor equipment on a website like RecShare. And it's a fantastic way to basically make money from the things that you normally just keep in storage. Number seven, this one shows up everywhere I've ever seen, and it's sell items on eBay, Facebook Marketplace, or Amazon. So basically with this tip, you're going to declutter your closet and sell some of the things you don't use anymore. Take high quality photos of these things that you're trying to sell, use good lighting, make an account, list your items and your desired price, and use these websites to charge a small fee. Number 8, make money selling printables. Creating printable PDFs to sell is fun. Like, I've seen so many different bloggers do this as a way to make passive income. One of my favorite bloggers, Sarah Titus, actually does this. And believe it or not, this woman has made more than $1 million selling printables. She has created planners and faith printables and even something as simple as like what you need to get the next time that you're at the grocery store, or finance planners and all these things. She's made millions on this, and I just think it's the coolest thing. The other blogger that I'm absolutely obsessed with that does this is Susie Whitford. She runs Freedom by Number. She also runs a bunch of other different websites, but she teaches people how to sell printables on Printables by Number 3.0. And I just think it's fascinating that you can take the ideas in your head, create a printable from them, and make money. Number 9, sell or rent your clothes. So again, this is similar to the renting the things that you already have, but you can sell the things that you have, like clothes, jewelry, and accessories on Poshmark, ThredUp, The Real Real, or you could rent them out on StyleLend. Number 10, host a mastermind group. If you're an expert in your field, you can earn money for sharing your expertise and mentoring a group of like-minded people who are motivated to share ideas and grow in various areas of their lives. Some of my favorite masterminds are the Money Bootcamp with Denise Duffield Thomas, or Flip Lifestyle with Shane and Jocelyn Sams. Money Bootcamp teaches you how to kind of fix your money mindset so that you can earn more money. And Flip Lifestyle teaches you how to make money online. So I think that's perfect for this. Number 11, become a remote transcriptionist. If you're detail-oriented and you're able to work independently and you have strong listening skills and typing skills, you can become a transcriptionist. Believe it or not, there are a wide variety of niches for transcription work, including education, finance, legal, medical, and my personal favorite, podcasting. Many employers require a typing and grammar test to apply, but you can find beginner transcription jobs at websites like Rev, TranscribeMe, Daily Transcription. I've also seen them on Upwork and on Fiverr. Number 12, land a virtual assistant job. You can put your organizational skills to work as a virtual assistant. Tasks range from administrative, like bookkeeping, or making phone calls, scheduling appointments, managing email, or managing social media accounts. So the next section is like print-on-demand products, similar to the printables we talked about, but you can do a lot of the things I'm about to talk about to make extra money from home. So number 13 is selling custom t-shirts. So there are websites like Printful or T-Launch, and you can create your own custom clothing line. And the cool thing about these is they don't make you print a bunch of them and keep a stock. Like back in the day, it used to be that if you wanted to sell custom t-shirts, you had to buy a bunch of products, keep them in a warehouse, and then sell and ship them. Nowadays, you can print and have them shipped directly to your consumer. So there's an awesome article that I'll link in the show notes about how you can start an online clothing store. But I just think it's fascinating. What a time to be alive, right? So moving on, number 14 is sell personalized coffee mugs. So very similar to the t-shirts, you can use a website like Printed Mint or Printify or Zazzle and make personalized coffee mugs that you sell for a profit. Number 15, market print-on-demand books, journals, and worksheets. Again, this is similar to the printables idea that we mentioned a minute ago. Books, journals, planners, sketchbooks, worksheets, all the things. This type of low-content publishing is a fantastic way to diversify your income, and it's easy to incorporate with other parts of an online business. You can use websites like Amazon KDP or BookBaby or Lulu and just start printing out, start selling print-on-demand materials. And number 16 is make extra money selling unique calendars. Websites like Gelato or Gutten or even Vistaprint, if you love graphic design and photography, you can sell one-of-a-kind calendars, and that could be your perfect side hustle. I've seen people do all kinds of different themes for these. One gal I saw, she actually took free images from Pixabay, created these calendars, and was selling them really quickly, and all she had was a Facebook page. So there's a lot of different ideas of how you can take the ideas in your head and create print-on-demand products. The next section we're going to get into is freelance services. And like I said, this is my favorite way to make extra money from home. And number 17 is become a freelance writer. It's what I am, and it's what you can be too. If you listen to the episode on ghost blogging business in a weekend, it tells you exactly how I started my business and how you could in 48 hours or less. So there are plenty of legit ways to make money from home as a writer. What you want to do is look for writing gigs on job boards like Upwork and Fiverr and Blogging Pro, Pro Blogger, or Freelance Writing. And I'll leave links to all of this in the show notes. Number 18 is home editing and proofreading. Now, this actually is a completely different thing from freelance writing. Some people get paid just to do the editing and proofreading, which is awesome for someone like me who hates doing the editing and proofreading. If you have an in-depth understanding of grammar and punctuation and usage, and you have a keen eye for detail and efficient time management, you can definitely find paid work editing and proofreading. There are websites like Scriber or Guru. There's a lot of different places that you can look at, including Fiverr and Upwork, like I mentioned earlier. So a couple of the things you can do, we'll call this 19 through 25, that you can also find on Upwork or Fiverr or a bunch of different websites, is things like graphic design work or video editing, Photoshop. Believe it or not, people still pay people to do Photoshop. You can become a social media manager. You can be an audio editor, home tutoring, or become a voiceover actress. I didn't know just how many people were selling their voices online. Opportunities for voiceover acting are absolutely everywhere, from commercials to video games to documentaries, films. Like, it's absolutely insane. And I actually misspoke. I thought it was going to be just through 25, but there's actually a couple more. So other things you can do that are freelance services are audiobook narrator or providing SEO help or doing coding and website design and being a bookkeeper. There's unbelievable amounts of things you can do as a freelancer on sites like Upwork and Fiverr. Now, here's the thing I will say, though. If you are using Upwork or Fiverr to get clients, use that as your starting point. Then what I want you to do is, as soon as possible, start a website that you can use as your portfolio and then start working with clients directly. The problem with things like Fiverr and Upwork is they take a huge cut of your earnings. For example, Fiverr takes, I think it's 20%, and Upwork takes 20% until you reach a certain dollar amount. So every single time you are working with your clients on a website like that, you are not getting the full amount of money you could be getting if you were working with them directly. So it's just something to think about if you are going the freelance route. Try to work with people directly. All right, so the next category we're going to get into is digital products. So this is similar to the print-on-demand, but it's digital only, meaning you're not going to be shipping anything. You're not going to have anything shipped to your consumer. It is going to be sent to them via email. So things like this are number 30, write an ebook. 31, create and sell online courses. 32, believe it or not, you can build a digital sales funnel and use that as something that you sell. So no matter what sort of digital product you're selling, you need to help potential customers find it. And so a sales funnel is not just one point of making money. It's multiple ways that you can make money by attracting visitors to your website, convincing them to find your product, see if it gives them value and solves their problem, and finally convert into being a paid client. So there are a bunch of resources that I can share with you about how to build a successful sales funnel. And again, that will be in the show notes. Number 33 is one of my favorites that I'm trying to learn a little bit more about. And if I haven't already done it by now, I'm going to do it this year. And that is sell PLR content. PLR stands for private label rights. And it consists of ready-to-use audio, video, or written material that buyers can use in any way they choose to or in any way that you license them to. So you can produce and sell PLR content for whatever topic interests you. And once you create the content, it continues to generate income until you either reach the number of buyers that you're willing to sell to or until you take it offline. Number 34, host paid webinars and online workshops. Kind of self-explanatory. Number 35 is make money with membership sites. Now, there are a lot of different ways that you can create a membership site. You can use a WordPress plugin such as MemberPress or Wild Apricot or WP Quick Start, or, you know, a bunch of different plugins exist. But basically, the way that these work is you offer premium content through a paid membership, and it's an excellent way to earn income from your blog, your online course, your podcast. I've seen a lot of people do private podcasts where they have the membership and the only way that you can hear the episodes is to be a member. Speaking of podcasts, that's another way you can earn money from home. If you have a podcast through a platform like RSS.com, you can talk about anything you want to, and it could be a way to generate revenue. Some people use it as a marketing arm. Some people use it as a way to get sponsors. There's so many different things that you can do with a podcast, but that is actually a way to make money. Number 37, become a remote customer service representative. If you love helping people, you're self-motivated, and you work well independently, you can be a customer service representative remotely. Tasks usually involve things like answering questions from customers on phone calls, emails, and live chats. Number 38, become a virtual travel agent. Believe it or not, whenever I first started as a ghost blogger, the people I was first working for were travel agents. A lot of them were working remotely at home. And what they were doing is creating agendas for people to basically just have to show up at the airport or at the cruise dock and take their trip. All they had to do was pack up and be there. And so that's one way that you could actually make money, is to create these trips for people. I've seen people do everything from just booking flights to booking entire trips complete with agenda stops at, you know, various locations and attractions that you can't normally get to the public. There's all kinds of ideas and ways that you can make money as a virtual travel agent. And again, I will leave some links in the show notes all about that. Number 39, buy and sell website domains. A lot of people don't realize that you can purchase a bunch of domains and at some point either sell just the domain or flip the website to a program like Flippa, or, you know, GoDaddy even has a marketplace where you can sell domains that you've been squatting on. And basically what happens is you purchase these websites, you let them sit and build domain authority in the sense that they are building how long they've existed. And some people are willing to pay more than the normal amount just to have access to a website that has been online or even existed in some way, shape, or form. I've seen websites go for as little as $20 when you can normally buy them for, you know, $18 a year. I've seen them go for $20, but I've also seen websites go for as much as $2 million. So there's a wide range of money that could be made. And if it's something you're interested in, check them out. Number 40, ride sharing. This is things like your Lyft or your Uber. Now, I got to say, this is not exactly something you can make money online, but you can actually share your car through something like GetAround or Turo. And so this is kind of like an Airbnb for your car. So this is how you do it online. You put your car on your on these two websites. Your car is fully covered by insurance while it's booked on trips, and your clients are pre-screened by the company. And so they book the thing on an app, and then they just pick up your vehicle and you get paid. So Lyft and Uber, you can't do it online, but with GetAround and Turo, you can. Number 41, rent out your spare living spaces. So this is things like your Airbnb, your Vrbo, and Housetrip. You can make money online in the sense that you're renting out your spaces online. Number 42, start a home refurbishing furniture website. So things like Etsy, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, you can actually sell all of the furniture that you're finding and fixing up and reselling. You can resell all kinds of used furniture on websites like this. So now you may need to go and physically pick up some things, but with a little bit of elbow grease and a camera to take clear, well-lit photos, you can actually make money online. Number 43, earn money writing and editing resumes. Believe it or not, websites like WriterBay and WriterZillas, or WriteZillas, they have these amazing, they have an amazing service where you can be a freelance writer on these websites and write people's resumes. And some people really suck at creating a resume. So if you want a rewarding side hustle that helps people get hired, this may be the perfect thing for you. Number 44, work as a remote interpreter or translator. So if you read, write, or speak a second language fluently, you may be able to put your valuable linguistic skills to work as a translator or interpreter. Websites like Blend or Gengo or even Rev are excellent places to look for remote work doing these translation jobs. Number 45, drop shipping. I don't really care for the idea of drop shipping because it seems like everybody who ever talks about it is always trying to sell you a course and they always want you to buy a crap ton of stuff and keep it in a warehouse and all that jazz. But the truth is, it is a straightforward way to set up an e-commerce store. You don't actually have to manage inventory and delivery depending on how you go about doing it. The way that dropshipping is supposed to work is customers purchase a product through your website and you forward the order to the wholesale supplier for fulfillment and shipment. I will leave a link to an article on how to do this, but this is just one that's not my favorite, but I couldn't do an episode on how to make money from home without saying it. Number 46, become a life coach. Now, say what you will about the life coaching industry. I know a lot of people believe that you should have certain certifications and certain credentials to be able to be a life coach. But the reality is a lot of people are making money being a coach. They do things like coaching for health or romance or professional spiritual coaching or life coaching or all the things. So I will leave an article to that as well. But if it is something that you are looking into to make money and help people, that may be an idea for you. Number 47, open an e-commerce store. So you can do this through something like Amazon, Etsy, or Shopify. However, I highly recommend you get your own domain and do it on your own domain. You can use plugins like WooCommerce, or there's a bunch of other ones that I'll also leave a link to. And no matter what sort of product you're marketing, you'll connect with your customers by using the practical planning, organization, and marketing strategies of your e-commerce store. There's so many things that you can do to sell on an e-commerce store. Speaking of, number 48 is start an online jewelry boutique. So you can use websites like Bonanza, Etsy, iCraft, etc. Or again, I highly recommend get your own website. I'm going to say that till I'm blue in the face. It's the hill I will die on. Get your own website. Number 49, sell candles. Again, you can do this with Etsy, or you guessed it, start your own website. If you're crafty, creative, and enterprising, you can make and sell candles at home and enjoy a profitable undertaking. There's a lot of investments that you'll probably have to make to begin the candle making business, but I have seen a lot of amazing things with the candle industry, and I will share some links about that as well in the show notes. So if you go to famousashleygrant.com/make money, you will see all kinds of resources to how you can make money online. So number 50, sell handmade soaps. Very similar to the selling candles. There's a bunch of products that you'll probably have to get in order to begin the business. But once you actually have all these things, when it comes to colors, styles, materials, etc., you can make artisanal soaps, and the possibilities are truly endless. So we'll stop there with 1 through 50 and then come back for episode 2, or I guess we'd call it 101 Ways to Make Money from Home Part 2. And in the next one, we will share 51 through 101. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, may your pay trees be high and your bounce rate be low.